is Andrew Barbasurky welcoming you to the Mastermind interview series, where we give you direct access to the wisdom of the most important authors, speakers, and trainers of our time. My guest today is someone I'm honored to know as a friend, and I really look up to as a teacher and mentor as well. Sachin Raja is a remarkable combination for me of Eastern wisdom and Western practicality. And you all know I'm pretty much on the practical side. So from the practical side, the Western side, Sachin is really a warrior. He's been training as a Kung Fu master and has built a highly successful entrepreneurial business. And at the same time, his wisdom and his open heart really shines through in his work as a spiritual leader, a trainer, and a guide. I've been a student of him both in the warrior side and in the more heart-open side, and today I really look forward to Sachin to exploring a wide range of both sides of that, if that's okay with you.
I really look forward to being here, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity, Andrew, and I really love to share my life experience with all your amazing friends and colleagues you've counted collected and gathered here.
Great. And just to finish off the introduction, Sachin is the founder and spiritual leader of Warrior Sage, a training organization and a really large spiritual community and much, much more. So whatever it is you want out of your life, whether you want more passion and aliveness and to live with your heart open, whether you want more abundance, whether you want to have more intimacy and closeness, if you want more power, whatever it is you want, if you want all of the above, I'd say you've come to the right place. So, Sachin, thanks so much for joining me today. And as everybody knows, this is my very first live interview, so really thrilling to do this while everybody's on the line. So welcome, Sachin.
Thanks so much, Andrew. And I have to say that, the pleasure is in return because I've known you for many years now, and the advice, the feedback, the coaching that you've given me has definitely not only enhanced my business, but also my personal life. So kudos go back to you, Andrew, for, really supporting my purpose, my mission, and helping my business grow in a very practical way. As you said, as yourself, not only are you interested in the heart stuff and feeling good, but it's also important that it affects our bottom line and how successful we are in real life. And you've helped me with that, and whatever I can share to help support today, I'm very grateful for.
Well, and I really do want to get into the spiritual area, which is, all important, as you and I both know. But before that, there's a couple other things I wanted to delve into, because one of the things, Sachin, that always impressed me about you is that you're such an incredible learner and student. And I do think it's one of the absolute keys to success in whatever area you're working in. And I know that your library is one of the very few I've seen that's actually larger than mine. And I also know that you take time for daily study and for practice. So can you talk a little about just this whole part of being a learner and why that's important to us on the journey?
Well, if we're not learning, we're dying. That's the bottom line. Is it okay with you and everyone else if I just totally cut loose here?
Oh, please. We would expect nothing less.
All right. Well, here's my experience. Is the bottom line is that, as business folks, as entrepreneurs, if we're not on the cutting edge, we're dying. And the speed of transformation, the speed of knowledge, the cutting edge technologies and marketing and processing and growing businesses is so quick nowadays that there has to be a particular aspect of us, and this is what I call the warrior aspect, that is really committed to staying in touch with what is actually working, staying on top of the curve, not being behind it. And that takes a type of warrior energy of self-study, self-determination, and also a place of joyous reception, meaning joyfully keeping in touch with what's cutting edge, not only on the outside, but also on the inside within us. And I've discovered that learning about business entrepreneurship and also learning about myself, my own true self, learning about my community, when I focus on both those aspects, that not only do I grow my business, I also grow my fulfillment. Because to me, growing my business without growing my fulfillment, I know a lot of people who've got a lot of money, who've grown big businesses, and only to paint themselves into a corner more and more and more. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Absolutely.
So not necessarily does a success in business means fulfillment. And so what I'm really here to talk about and share about is that we need to have an approach of growing our business on the outside and at the same time growing our capacity to receive and to fulfill fulfillment. And that takes an incredible amount of learning, but more importantly, it also takes an amount of honesty and a clarity of intention. And so the clarity of intention is really important as a warrior in this modern day of fast-moving business.
Well, and you are so right that it's moving. It just seems that the whole pace of things has accelerated, massively, even in the last year. This time last year, people may recall that the price of oil was about $120 or $130 a barrel, and everybody was saying it was going to be $200 a barrel by the end of the year. But, 6 months later, it was at $38 or even less. The market was booming along. Everybody said it was going to go up forever, and the next thing it just completely tanked. Interest rates, things are changing so much faster, and you're right, we really need to stay tuned and be paying attention. And so I understand about the reading. And there's another part as well about the mastery part, thinking of you as one of my teachers and really somebody I look up to. If you've also sought out and studied with some really great masters, and I know you worked with Stuart Wilde, who, for those who don't know him, a pretty wild and crazy guy. But why work with a master other than just the reading and the studying that way?
Well, you can read, you can have an experience of learning from reading, from listening to audio tapes and so forth, but the real transformation is when you're up close, front, and personal, okay? It's like watching a movie or going to a play. Watching a movie is great, there's thrills and actions, but when you're at a play, then the performers are right there in front of you. There's a whole other aspect that happens is when you're really at a live event or at the same time, more importantly, you're in a direct communication or you're actually sitting in the seat of improving yourself. Because, the other thing that I wanted to mention, based on what you just shared, is the speed of things that are happening right now in business and how fast things are moving can be overwhelming. I know it's overwhelming for me at times. And I'm going to tell you how I deal with it, okay? And this is a practical lesson for everyone. You look at the story of the Titanic. There's a big iceberg, and because of the size of the boat and the size of how, when you decide to make a move, if the change happens 10, 15, 30 minutes from now, an hour from now, 5 hours from now, because of the size of how big and clunky your organization is, or, you know, then you're not going to move. It'll be too late. You're going to hit things. So for me, the warrior sage business person is a person who's quick, fast, and here's the most important word, mobile. They're swift. They're able to react and respond to the circumstances without a heavy burden. It's not like a little shift happens here and it takes 2 years to trickle down or 6 months to trickle down. I feel today and, you know, the day and age right now is that, first of all, we're not going to be able to get to a big time or a business mobility until we've developed an inner flexibility that allows us to shift with joy, allows us to shift quickly and respond to the circumstances with ease, with immediacy, and with the ability to act on that and to really apply all the learnings that we get from whatever, from this call, from the next call, from whatever we do. So the key is this. We have to cultivate an inner mobility, an inner flexibility, an inner fluidity as business people so that we can actually do that in business, in when we're making changes in our organization, when we're making changes in our policy, in our finances, in our marketing, whatever we have to focus on. But that doesn't happen unless we're flexible, we're mobile, we're fluid on the inside. So for me, we have to learn how to shift and how to be fluid, how to be relaxed, how to be really hold a high level of humor and flexibility in the midst of volatility. And so part of my work, part of my training helps people find that fluidity so they're never bogged down. It doesn't matter how big or small your organization is. You gain fluidity that can meet the world as it's shifting right now, real time, like a Twitter moment, you know?
Twitter moment. Well, and that's one side of it. One thing you didn't mention there, but which is another element of the whole thing, which is very, very important, is the awareness. To be present and aware in the moment, not kind of caught up in the flow of what's going on and distracted, not paying attention, because in addition to the pieces that you added there, you have to have the awareness to be able to do the shifting and changing.
We have to be the captain of our own life, and we have to be the captain of our own businesses. And if we're only the captain of our businesses, and yet when we come home, we're not the captain of our own personal lives, then sooner or later, another aspect of us is going to crash, or business will crash. Unless we find inner fulfillment, outer fulfillment is useless. Outer fulfillment without inner fulfillment is absolutely useless, and it's boring, and in fact, you'll self-sabotage yourself. I've seen so many, you know, people achieve financial levels and business success levels thinking that once they attain those goals, finally I'll be free. Finally I'll have the time to do dot, 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 whatever you like to do. But that never happens. The trap becomes bigger and bigger and bigger until you break the trap on the inside. And if that's the main message I want to get across right now, is you got to learn to break out of those traps of wanting to achieve a future freedom, a future financial freedom, a future business freedom, a future business success. You got to start now with finding the freedom in yourself by finding what's already free, already mobile, already fluid. And you know, there's very simple and real and practical ways of doing that that sound sometimes esoteric, but they're not really. And when you realign yourself to the freedom that's already within you, then when your colleagues, your business partners, potential clients, current clients meet with you, they're going to go, man, we want to give our money to those folks. We want to give our money to him or her. We want to give our money to them because, my goodness, they're able to do so much, give such a great service, give such a great product. And at the same time, there's this inner thing that perhaps they can't put their finger on. Perhaps some can, but they want it. You've got to be nowadays the one product, the one service that stands far above and beyond any product or service in your genre, in your specialty. And the way to do that is by turning on the inside.
Yes, and so it's really about who you are, not so much what you do.
Exactly. Who you are and is what people are buying nowadays. You know, there's so many companies out there that offer really good products, really good services, and some people have heard of the book called Good to Great by Jim Collins, and the basic idea is that the enemy of great is good, meaning that we sometimes things are going good and we don't really are motivated. We don't have a fire within us. So what I'm really encouraging everyone who's listening is turn up a fire inside of you. Learn to get interested in, not just in your business, but get interested in the captain of your business. Get interested in the CEO, the president. Get so interested in them, which is you, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, yourselves, ourselves, myself. Get so interested in finding what fulfills myself on the inside that when I go to my business, people are going to feel it. My colleagues, my clients, everyone's going to feel a type of energy that they're going to want. And when they want that energy, they're going to refer people to you. Not only are your referrals going to go through the roof, also there's a level of, how can I say, relaxation and ease and joy that people are going to be feeling. And they're going to want to send their friends, their buddies, their business contacts and clientele to you because you've got the magic ingredient that no one else has, and that is knowing who you are beyond a fraction of a doubt, period. When you know who you are and what you are, when you know what you're about, when you know what you're aligned around, what your highest ethic is, your highest aptitude, when you know your highest calling, then guess what? Everything else falls in place. And unfortunately, a lot of people have prioritized external things to one day get to the real important stuff, thinking when I do that, I'll be able to finally, you know, be fulfilled. And what I'm really aiming at is that's crap. It's BS. We've got to start on the inside and then work our way out.
I remember somebody once said, you can't fight your way to freedom. Basically, you've got to become freedom.
You got it.
You know,
you got it, Andrew.
And really, you're skirting around one of the issues I once talked about, which is the whole concept of marketing. I mean, you know, I've coached over 5,000 entrepreneurs now, and, you know, I would have to say that the whole concept of marketing and attracting a steady stream of qualified prospects is probably the greatest challenge that small businesses face. So, you know, you talked about how when we do that inner work, when we become the person that we can be, that we attract, you know, we'll attract people and there's an ease and comfort with it. Talk to us about your business at Warrior Sage. How do you build this into your business model? And how do you, practically, how do you make the marketing work at Warrior Sage?
Well, I'm going to give you an example from three other businesses that I've ran. I ran in my early years when I was 18, 19 years old, I started off a holistic health business where I had a clinic and I had many different therapists working with me, and I was also a holistic therapist. And then I moved into martial arts schools, then a franchise of martial arts schools, and then I ran a franchise series of hypnosis centers for weight loss and stop smoking in North America, in Canada especially, and we did really well. All these businesses that I started, and now Warrior Sage, here's my claim to fame. Not one of them has gone under. Not one of them has had any deficit in any year. Not one of them has had any marketing budget other than referral marketing. So, and each and every one that I have sold, not only have I sold, the people who have bought it off me have continued flourishing the businesses beyond what I started. Now, that's a great achievement to say in the last 20 years of doing business. Some people say, oh, you got to become bankrupt a few times before you become a millionaire. I disagree with that philosophy. I've become financially independent based on serving other people and getting them really strong and making their businesses strong. And here's my marketing strategy. Can I share a practical one right away that sounds a bit ludicrous and crazy, but it's what makes me run my business and makes it run well?
Please.
I'm going to give everyone a marketing plan right now. All right, are you ready?
Number one.
Here's the business plan. The Warrior Sage business plan is this. If you have a current business or you're thinking of starting a new one or shifting it or growing it or developing it, find the top 10 customers or would-be customers or people that you would like to be customers and ask them, say, let's say your business is plumbing as an example, and I want you to give them a testimonial form and say, listen, I want you to write the best testimonial you could ever imagine for a imaginary business, a plumbing business that I'm going to be creating. But what I want you to do is I want you to make it drooling. And here's the topics I want you to speak about. I want you to give the best testimonials on customer service, on pricing, on marketing, on follow-up, on every area that you would like feedback on, every area that you want on accounting, on how you want us to take care of your billing. But I want you to write a testimonial that's not good. I want you to write a testimonial that is so magnificent, so crazy. You know, the plumber came to my house. He left secret messages all over my bathroom. Every time I open the bathroom for the 1 week and I open up the closet, all of a sudden I open up a medicine cabinet. There's a message in there, a positive message. There's, every time I open a cabinet, there's another message which says something that uplifts my day. So I'm now joyfully looking through my cabinets in my bathroom for hidden messages from my plumber. You know, make your business so, ask them to make it so, how can I say, spectacular, so out there. What would, if you could dream of the perfect testimonial, write it down. And then what you do is when you collect these testimonials, then you say, if they ask, what are you doing this for? Say, I want to create for you the most magnificent business in this genre that the world has ever seen. Not that Canada has ever seen, not that Vancouver or Alberta or BC has ever seen, but that the world has ever seen, that the world will ever see. Make it so extravagant. Ask for extravagance. Then what you do is you compile all those testimonials, and then all of a sudden, and by the way, also in one of a question I'll ask is, what would make it so that you would tell 10,000 people that you'd get to your rooftops and you'd yell about my business, how amazing it was? What would it take for me to do that? Then guess what? Your customer base now, your loyal clients who are paying you, who are paying for your mortgage, your lifestyle, your children's education, whatever you're involved with, you are now going out of your way to create and align the business of a lifetime, something that you go and create joyfully so that you can not only meet your clients' expectations, you can give them something to boast and brag about, and they feel that they were part of this business. And when you come from that level of service orientation, your referral business is going to go through the roof. I've done this with Warrior Sage. I've done this with martial arts schools. I've done this with businesses for the last 20 years. And all I can say is that when your dedication, your life's purpose as a business owner is to serve your clientele as the divine. Now, here sounds something wacky. As the divine, as something so incredible that if your highest spiritual, icon would come down, well, how would you want to serve them? When you're willing to make your business that good, that amazing, not great, not good, exemplary beyond imagination, and you aim for that day by day by implementing what your 10 best clients would ask of you, and guess what? Your success is not only guaranteed, your fulfillment, your joy, your enthusiasm is increased for yourself, your employee base, and potentially for the next person who buys your business at 10 times or double or triple what you even expected. And I've seen this happen over and over again. So there's the Warrior Sage marketing plan, business plan in a nutshell. Go out of your way to create something beyond, and you will be rewarded financially as well as spiritually for a lifetime.
And it's funny because you and I both, we actually met through Harv Eker's work, and one of the things Harv always used to say about a business, which it seems almost understated compared to what you're saying, but he'd say, the key to success is to overpromise and overdeliver. Overpromise and overdeliver, and that's what I found over and over again that he did, and that was why the business became so big so fast. It's just because
The key is honesty. There's areas of our life, and I'm going to get real here, there's areas in running a business that are stressful, tiring, that take a lot of energy, accounting, doing all the paperwork, doing all the logistics behind the scenes, all of those particular things. And you know what? that's something we have to, what I've learned to do is surrender to. And this is where a strong spiritual backbone, a strong sense of inner, who am I, really gets you through those moments of tedium, those moments of, oh, lethargy, those moments of, I wish I didn't have to do that. We have to literally convert every part of our business acumen, any part of our business that we feel burdened, that we feel, oh, I wish I didn't have to do that, I wish I don't have to deal with that. Whatever aspect of your business that you have that going on in, you have to claim it by the bulls, by the horns. You have to say, listen, I need to make it so that I find a way that this becomes also an offering, also a way to get under my clients, under meaning in a disposition of humility, a disposition of, wow, I would love to make even my accounting section a benefit to my clients. Learn to turn all of this as a benefit, every heavy part, every boring part, every tedious part, when you think, who am I here to serve when you're doing that? Who am I here to uplift? When you get loyal, when you treat your client as your sovereign, your lord, your king, your queen, when you treat them like that, my goodness, the referrals, the connection, and most important, the loyalty comes back to you. You'll have your clients calling you or coming to your place of business just to be around. They'll be bringing their friends just to be around. And their friends are going to tell friends. And so this is the key. You got to transmute heaviness, darkness, shallowness, apathy, tedium. You got to turn it into service, service to your clients. And when you do that, from who you are, from what you are, again, all I can say is just watch the referrals and watch the business grow, especially in this time where we got to put out something 10 times better than our competition.
But what's interesting is that you're saying that the emotions of boredom, of tedium, of heaviness, all of those actually do come up, but what you're suggesting is rather than suffering and tolerating our way through them, that we actually step ourselves up. And I'm thinking of your martial art background, because, you know, I mean, I've never become a grand black belt like you have, but I know that the amount of discipline, I mean, how many times do you repeat the same, you know, simple movements over and over and over again? But if you ever watch a martial artist practicing, even a great black belt doing those simple moves, there's a dedication and a reverence of those moves, those tedious steps that really, you know, to the discipline that is part of it.
You bet, Andrew. And, you know, here's the funny paradox. You know, for many years, a lot of people have felt that inner fulfillment, spiritual awakening, discovering who you are, learning to live from your highest integrity, ultimately finding what is your deepest authentic self, that the subtle fear to our business mind, I know I've experienced it, is if I start going to those dimensions, then my business is going to suffer. I'm going to chill out. I'm going to be too relaxed. I'm not going to focus on my business. I may become too spiritual. I may forget or lose track of the importance of all the business acumen I need to do and all the business details I have to do. Well, I want to say the reverse is true from my experience and all the people that I've mentored. When you discover who you are, when you go through the work of inner awakening, when you say to yourself, this is a business thing I'm doing. This is not just business is in one camp and my personal development is another camp. Hogwash. Your personal development is your business. Your business revolves around who you are. And if you don't know who you are, or you have doubts, or who you're being right now is something that you signed up for 10 years ago, but right now you've moved beyond the person you were 10 years ago or 15 years ago or even 6 months ago, perhaps. We're in a time of profound inner changes. The financial challenges that are in the world nowadays in banking and mortgaging and whatever other areas that, you know, in deficits and so forth, that there's financial challenges. This is a time for us to become more authentic, not to, you know, keep hanging on to old and outdated ways of who we are and who we think we are. We have to reinvent ourselves by getting in touch with who we are now in present time. And there's very practical ways of doing that, and I'd love to share with people on how to do that. And I offer, you know, trainings and so forth, obviously, on how to do that. But the most important thing I want to get across is discover who you are. Once you've discovered who and what you are today, your deepest authentic self, then you go running back to your businesses, and you align your business around your authentic self. Then every day becomes a joyful warrior sage mission of improving your service, improving your business, rather than burdened and heavysome and getting irritated and getting resentful and feeling trapped and pressured. The number one complaint a lot of business owners tell me is they feel trapped by time and money. Trapped, trapped, trapped. And what I want to get across is that you don't have to be trapped, trapped, trapped. And no matter what, nothing can paint you in the corner. But only until you find the part in you that is already free. Mm-hmm. Can I run people through a small, can I run us through like a 2-3 minute exercise so that people can start to intuit what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Okay. So everyone who's listening, I want you to just sit in a relaxed position and allow yourself to take just a couple of deep breaths. Breathe in deeply and then just exhale. And every time you let go, I want you to just connect to who you are. And you may not even know what that means. Well, I'm me. I'm just here sitting here. I'm so-and-so, your name. But that's fine. And I want you to allow your spine to be a little straighter than it usually is. Just feel each vertebrae opening, if you will, so that there's more space in your spine. You have to adjust your butt, adjust your breath, adjust your posture. Well, just go ahead and do that. Take a little bit of an effort, okay? Don't just sit there and listen, because if you are, then what I'm sharing is useless. A business warrior sage has to act. So let's act right now, okay? Let's not just be observers. And I want you to feel the whole front surface of your body, around your eyes, around your jaws, around your throat, around your heart area. Just become aware of it. Become aware of your solar plexus. Become aware of your belly, become aware of your genitals with a little giggle there. And if you will, imagine the whole front surface of your body is getting softer and softer and more relaxed. You see, what happens is we accumulate a lot of tension every day in the front surface of our body, around our eyebrows, our jaws, our throat, our solar plexus, our belly. All this area starts to get tense as we run our businesses, not knowing, unknowingly, unwillingly, simply by the stresses of life, because we have to interact by picking up a phone, by looking at people, sharing, putting our heads in books. We all know what we're talking about.
Well, I think we're even...
So rather than tighten...
I think we're even deflecting the energy of our computers, right? It's like, you know, everything's coming at us. We harden to stop it.
You got it. So one of the first things that I'd love everyone to do now is start to soften the front surface of your body. Soften your eyes. Soften your jaws. Soften your breath and allow your breath to deepen. And imagine the whole front surface of your body is becoming more warm and available and receptive to your surroundings. And now I want you to feel the part inside yourself. You know, first of all, become aware of all the tensions you have in your body, whatever tensions you have in your business. Okay, feel, you know, tensions over there, stresses over there, and so forth. Yet, rather than contracting further, allow your breath to deepen. Allow the front surface of your body to open. And start filling the room, if you're inside of a room, start filling the room with your presence. Meaning, be present. Meaning, feel, look around the room and see if there's even the corners of the room, all the corners, all the nooks, the crannies. And if you will, imagine that you're filling the whole room. You're expanding, you're becoming bigger. You're expanding and you're filling the whole room, 360 degrees, all the way around you, even from behind you, with who you are. Every nook and cranny, you're breathing deeper. You're filling the room with who you are. The front surface of your body is relaxing. And now here's the important key. Find the part in you that is already free. The part of you that was here before you started any business, when you were young, perhaps totally carefree. Find the part of you that is already free. The part of you that would be free if you lost everything, or if you gained everything, then that part of you wouldn't be touched. The part of you that is free beyond any financial success or financial challenge. The part of you that knows you are free already, before anything, like a child. And fill the room with who you are from your freedom, from the place in you. You know, you ever seen those James Bond movies where a laser is about to burn James Bond in half or so, and just before he's about to die, he cracks a joke, or Indiana Jones, or even Mother Teresa, in the midst of horrific conditions and horrible poverty and sickness, there's a part she accessed that was freer than all the troubles that were around her, all the troubles she was facing. In the same way, James Bond finding the part humorously, the humor that's there, even in the midst of about to be, you know, destroyed by an evil villain or some calamity. Where is that place? Extend that into the whole room. Now, widen and deepen, and see if you can imagine extending this place that is already free into the next conversation next time you go into your business, into the next business dealing you have. Extend the part that is already free. Let it be seen by your colleagues. Let it be seen by your clientele. Let it be seen to yourself. So ground into the place that is already free. I call that the place of unreasonable happiness, the place of happiness that has no reason, not that your numbers went up or went down. And when you operate, my friends, your business from the place of unreasonable happiness, the place of already being free, and when you ground that and anchor that, when those of you who are inspired, if you're wanting to and you're inspired by what I'm sharing, I'll show you how to ground that place that is already free and how that affects your bottom line without having to stress over it. And it's practical, it's real, and it's the secret non-tangible that leads to tangible results. So there you have it. Find the place, in summary, that is already free. Soften the front surface of your body. Fill the room. Fill your business place from that place and start watching the incredible shifts that happen just by being centered in what's already free. There you go, Andrew.
Thank you very much, Sachin. What I would experience as we're doing that is in myself and energy, and I was already have been noticing in yourself and everybody listening, I'm sure, the passion and the energy that you have and that you bring through your being, through your presence. And, you know, the question that comes to my mind is it that energy, that your commitment to life, that to put that energy forward that leads to great things happening and to the success and fulfillment you have, or is it the success and fulfillment that brings you the energy?
It's the first one, Andrew. And then the second one follows and then leads to the first one. Let me share a little model. Let me share a model that one of my teachers, David Data, taught me. And the model is first, second, and third stage. Now, you know, you've done some of our relationship trainings called Sex, Passion, Enlightenment, where we work specifically on couples and where couples can ignite their passion and really connect to the heart and really, you know, cultivate really an intimacy that's profound, that's magical, that's also sexually incredible and juicy and vibrant.
Oh, yeah, I won't forget attending that training. No, I won't forget that one.
Those same principles apply to running a business. So I'm going to share the same model, okay? There's a first-stage business owner, or first-stage business, or let's say business mentality, would be the old-fashioned of, okay, we're in here to run a business, we're in here for a win for ourselves. Let's really do our best to make all the systems in place so that we have a highly profitable, self-gaining business. Now, that's the original intent of a business, is to make sure that it's running healthy and running successful so that we have a financial benefit that serves our own well-being. That's good, but it's limited. And guess what? In this culture, in this day and age, and the quality of all your clients, Andrew, I know are yearning for something more. Okay? That's the outdated model. Business for business sake, business to grow your business, and that's great, but it's limited and your fulfillment is limited. The next model beyond first stage, which is gain for the self, is win-win. So in a second stage business, the principle is, I'm going to help my client will help me by giving me referrals, by giving me, obviously, their hard-earned dollars. I will give them a service, and the service will be really excellent. And so both sides gain in this exchange. It's a win-win exchange. Now, as you know, there's been a lot of consciousness work by, you know, obviously myself, by yourself, and a lot of great business leaders. A lot of great business books have been around now for the last 20 years, really bringing the general business vibe from self-serving to win-win. And there's still a lot of work to be done in that area of win-win. Now, what I'm aiming at, what I'm trying to share at Worst Stages is that that, too, has benefits, but still there's some entrepreneurs who know that, you know what, that although that sounds good, there's got to be something more. There's got to be something more. Well, what I want to get across is the next level. The next level is called third-stage business. And for me, a third-stage business is a business that is there to serve all beings, everyone. Every one of my business decisions, every one of my business investments, the way that I run my business, the way that I communicate and share and include my personnel, my staff, my consultants, all of them is running the third stage way. And what that means is, what can I do to make my business a service for the sake of something greater than just myself, which is first stage, greater than win-win, which is just myself and my client, but make it so that the whole world can benefit? Now, this takes a type of altruism that I'm asking everyone, I'm yearning and I'm imploring and I'm grabbing everyone by their business ties and saying, listen, if we want to get to the next level of profound success financially, yes, financially, as well as spiritually, as well as emotionally, as well as culturally, as well as making an impact in the greater society, then we have to not turn into communists, which is what communism was trying to do, trying to make something for the sake of all beings, but by, unfortunately, communism doesn't work, and I'm not advocating that in any way. I believe we can have a capitalism, a business methodology, a business altruism that actually pays us more by tuning in to the bigger picture, by becoming a servant, by transforming our business into a service for the world. This is third stage business. And when we can do that practically, right from our marketing, right from every division in our business, whether we're a sole entrepreneur or we're running a company with hundreds of employees or consultants, when we have that level of altruistic connection to our deepest purpose. Because I've got to tell you, you know, I've got everything I want, Andrew. I mean, I've got everything I want. I've got the dream home. I've got dream vacations. I've got a dream life. But unless I'm making an impact on the planet, unless I make an impact, then it all is sort of gray. You know what I'm talking about? It's gray. It's dead. It's useless. It's lifeless. Or it will be sooner than later. So I'm imploring everyone, ultimately, once again, to discover, who am I? Who are you? What is your deepest calling now? Realign your business to that deepest calling. And that'll take time. And you do that gently, and you do that softly. And sometimes it's just an inner shift. And that inner awakening starts to create a ripple in everything else. Your employees, your colleagues, your lovers, your family members will feel this. When they do, you've activated this place of what is already free, and then magic starts to happen. And so that's the third stage business I'm asking everyone to think about, but more importantly, the ones who are really active, to act on it and align us up to that level of altruistic ability. And we all can do it. We all can do it today.
Well, and you know, it's not that we're bad if we don't do it. I mean, we can operate a stage one business, stage two business, but really, you know, above and beyond the giving that comes with the level three business, stage three business, there's also what we started this conversation with is the passion, the energy, the aliveness, and the sense of, I can't remember how you said it, but freedom bigger than the situation that we're in that goes with it. So not only do we contribute positively, make a difference to others, but it's in ourselves that we have an amazing life.
Well, let me give you a real example of how to start this so it's not just an ideal, okay? In the first stage of business dealing with a client or a customer, they give you, you know, you're indentured, you have an agreement that they're going to pay you something and you give them a service or a product, okay? When the agreement is over, it's done. You're happy, you've got what you wanted, and hopefully they're happy as well. In the second stage business, you're working on having more of a relationship with your client, a win-win relationship. You're making sure that, you know, you're offering something for whatever price that you're offering it for whatever fee that you're offering it for whatever money that you're asking for it. You give a service and you do, and they pay you for that, and you really help each other in a way. You go in with a win-win mentality, and you work on long-term connections with your clients, obviously to build referrals, to build clientele, and to have lifelong value and lifelong customer loyalty. Okay, that's one level. Now, once the exchange, there's a monetary exchange for service that's fulfilled, so you're happy, there's a win-win. Now, there's two types of service we can offer. One for the exchange, service for an exchange, some type of remuneration. Now, third stage service is a service for no no exchange or no remuneration. So in a business dealing, if you are doing current business right now and you're offering a service, you're offering a product, start thinking, what can I offer on top of this that my client never expected, would never expect as a follow-up? Would it be a follow-up phone call, a follow-up free gift, a follow-up free package, a follow-up something perhaps related to what they asked for, or something totally unrelated, something that's so out of the blue that's unrelated? I'll give an example. I remember, when I've bought, a brand new car, I've finished the exchange and I've got my car and I'm happy with it. I've gotten a call a week or two later or a month later seeing if it was good. That would be a second stage level. Are you happy with your car? Thank you so much. Now, could you imagine if every single year the person who sold me the car for 10, 20, 30 years would give me a birthday present, would give me a little card, nowadays it can be done through email, nowadays it can be done through a subscription or a membership website where every single month your client now receives a tip of the day, a way to keep the car running nice and smooth, car jokes, something so above and beyond, a little video message, a Christmas video message. These things can be all low cost. It doesn't even have to be a mailing anymore through the physical snail mail. It could all be done through internet. It could be a webinar, or it could be a simple seminar like you're offering right now, what I'm offering, where you bring in other people who share about something that has to do with the product that they bought or something totally different. Now, here's the thing. Even if your clients never take you up on it, never come onto the call, never open the email, just the fact that you have given them something for a lifetime, way past the agreement, way past the win-win, will let them know that you are interested in them beyond the dollar exchange, that you're interested in serving them. You're interested in serving their life. You're interested in serving them holistically in relationship and health and vitality. You're interested in them in getting information that will benefit their life way beyond the purchase of the car or the service that you've given. That's an example of coming from a place of third stage business idealism. And that could be just, let's say you're a plumber, and coming back to the plumber thing, what if you give them and you're a singer on the side and you love to do, you give them a yodel song every month, your new yodel, your new waltz with your wife on video. It could be something extravagant. It could be something humorous. It could be just something like an e-newsletter. It could be a blog of your latest insights and learnings on whatever topic that you happen to be interested in. When the plumber comes by, says, by the way, not only am I a plumber, I'm also a great fan of opera, or I'm a great fan of mixed martial arts. And so just so you'd like to, so you know, I'm going to let you know that I have a blog here and there, and you're welcome to come and hear about my plumbing thoughts in relationship to opera. Now, just the sheer humor of it, Andrew, may get people to come to them and say, listen, you got to come and you got to hire this plumber, because not only are you going to get plumbing, this person is going to ask you a year from now, how's your plumbing? The work I did, is it still great? Do you need any other help anywhere else? You know anyone else? So this is what I mean by going not only above and beyond, but by being their loyal servant for a lifetime.
Well, and what I hear also is that you're doing it from an open-hearted place. It's not strategic. It's not manipulative. It's simply getting in touch with what your greatest desire is to share with them and, coming from a deep place with that.
You bet. Every business owner has a hobby that's outside of their business, has interests outside of the business. Every client nowadays, the deepest clients, the ones that are going to be loyal for you for a lifetime, they want to know you more than the person who sells XYZ. They want to know you as a real, living, human, breathing being who has family, who has relationships, who has cares in the world, who has a compassion for a bigger picture, who's interested in the latest cutting-edge information, who's interested, in their humanity from your own humanity. So it's from our humanity to their humanity that the spiritual connection grows, and that awakens the more we know who we are. So know who you are. Discover your truest, deepest essence. Find out how to infuse that in your business directly, practically, and watch not only the dollars roll in, but watch how your fulfillment rolls out.
Sachin, we have our own business, and we make our plans and spend this kind of thing. We have our intentions. But how do we get our employees enrolled, and maybe Warrior Sage would be an example of? How do you communicate and get them to serve from the same level and get them on the same page with you with that attitude?
Well, make your employees, first of all, start with your employees. Get interested in their lives. Get interested in helping them have the lifestyle they wish to have. Help them improve their own inner fulfillment. When us as employers are loyal to the people that are serving us in our purpose, our mission, when our employees feel, my goodness, this employer is not just interested in my hours, my labor, my skills, but they're interested in my whole life. When you get behind them, so what I really feel is important is get your whole team involved in transformational growth work. Obviously, I have my own personal transformational growth work that I offer, so obviously I have a self-interest over here. But the key is I make sure all my employees are growing with me. When they're growing with me, our loyalty sticks together. And right now, guess what? It's coming in handy. When times are a little more challenging, when sales are a little slower, when people are less willing to fork out dollars and cents, based on the fear that they have around the economy and what's going on in the States or what's going on in the world, this is where we need to really cleave together. And one of the most under spent areas that I think business owners need to spend on, should spend on, and should be right away is in the transformation and in the personal development of their employees and themselves. And when we do that, when we make our own inner transformation the priority in our business with ourselves and our employees as well as our customers, then guess what? People are going to remember you more than anyone else. They're going to remember you. They're going to want to give you business even when they don't need it, when they don't need your offering.
Well, and you have a great life in the process as well. I'm watching the time here, and one of there's a couple of things I want to touch on before we wrap up. Because in your work, you do a workshop, about money and the power, becoming on top of money and so on. But and you talk about the enlightenment aspect and knowing yourself. And where does you also do workshops on sexuality and one of the things I learned from doing your workshop, sex, passion, enlightenment, was the difference between male and female and masculine and feminine. There's masculine and feminine energies and so on. Why is all that part of this package of creating this energy and really this, being able to give in the way that you're talking about?
Well, practically, and I'm going to speak here not just as us as business owners. I mean, we got to, in business, when we focus on our business and we're not focusing on our relationships suffer. I've seen so many people in business, start putting energy in their business, but their passion, their polarity suffers at home, and some people end up in divorce, and it's horrible to see, simply just because they're focusing on their business. And as business people, we must focus on our business because that's what feeds our families. That's what feeds our life, our income. Now, there's a masculine part within us and a feminine part within us, whether we're male or female, whether we're gay, straight, lesbian, bi, it makes no difference, whatever our sexual preference. There's more of a feminine energy as well as more of a masculine energy. Now, we have to know that the masculine within us strives for freedom as its highest virtue, and the feminine within us strives for love and the flow of relationship as the highest virtue. Now, I happen to be more masculine, which means I'm more moved by the aiming and the attainment and the moving towards of freedom as number one priority, and the fulfillment of love and relationship as number two. Now, my wife, on the other hand, is more feminine. She is more moved by the flow of love and relationship and making sure that's intact and flowing, and the striving for freedom and the removal or breaking out of the constraints of life is number two for her. So it's the exact opposite. It's not I'm one or the other. It just happens to be I'm more dedicated to freedom as number one priority and love as number two and relationship. Now, on a business level, if we know who we're speaking, if we know who we are and where we stand in that dimension, on that scale, then we can reorient ourselves around freedom and love much better. Now, if we're in sales, and let's say we're speaking to a person, let's say I'm a masculine person, but I'm speaking to a feminine person with my masculine attribute. Say, this is the type of freedom you'll get if you purchase my program, or if you purchase my product or my service. You're going to get this freedom, that freedom, this freedom, that. But I'm speaking to a feminine person? My goodness, I'm missing out on the whole point. I need to know who my client is. If my client is more feminine and I'm more masculine, I need to speak to more how this is going to improve the relationship in her life, how it's going to improve the relating, how it's going to give them more time to relate and connect and enjoy relationship, enjoy time with family and love, and spend more time doing the joyful things of communing and connecting. Yet, if I'm speaking that way to a more masculine person, they're going to just blank out and their eyes are going to glaze over because they're like, when am I going to be more free? When am I going to have more time freedom? When am I going to have freedom from all the stresses in my life, and et cetera, et cetera. So by learning to connect with who you are deeply, are you more masculine, are you more feminine, and finding that deepest truth, you'll be able to see that, discern that, and shift your marketing, your communication, your language to each person appropriately, as well as you'll be able to define your market and be able to speak to them in a way that brings you way better results because you know who you're speaking to. Unfortunately, business owners tend to speak the language that turns them on about their business, not knowing that it may be turning their clientele off or putting them to sleep or making their eyes glaze over. We have to know the language of masculine and feminine. We have to know the language of what the primary motivators are within ourselves, as well as learn how to identify that in others. The way to do, and we have to learn to get our employees doing that too. Our sales teams, whether it's yourself or 10 people that you have or hundreds, once they realize and they know who they are, then guess what? From there, they're able to match box to box, letter to letter, rather than speaking in generalized terms. They're able to target much easier, and so are we. Not only does that bring in the dollars, does that bring in the sales, it also, again, brings in the loyalty and the higher level of fulfillment.
And it has its benefits at home, I can say, from my personal experience, too. So that's interesting. And the other piece around this, before we wrap, is also we talk about, people talk about enlightenment and, having an enlightened experience and knowing yourself in terms of, tell me who I am and so on. I know you offer a program called the Illumination Intensive. So where does enlightenment fit into this practical model of know myself?
Sure. Well, to me, what enlightenment means is to know thyself, to be yourself. A lot of people think enlightenment is this woo-woo, fancy, spiritual experience. Some people do have these, profound spiritual experiences in my work, but I'm a warrior and I'm a sage and I'm a business person and I'm also a very practical person. I'm a martial artist and I'm also looking at my numbers and my business because I have to have my head in the sky without having my feet on the ground is useless. To only have my feet on the ground and not have a higher virtue or a higher vision is also painful and empty and will end up in self-destruction and self-sabotage in your own business. So I say we have to have both. And to that degree, Andrew, may I offer really, at this time, I'd really like to invite everyone who's listening here, the opportunity to experience what I'm talking about, an illumination and enlightenment that's grounded. I want to see all of you not only do well in your businesses, I'd love to see you do well in your heart, in your soul, in your sense of self-satisfaction. I'd love you all to be able to go to bed every night, have a deep night's sleep knowing you've given all you can. And I want you to find the place that I have found, which allows me to speak with such, I guess, enthusiasm. I'm not, people say, you're so enthusiastic, you're vibrant. I really am not. I'm just speaking from who I am. And I want everyone to turn on to that level. So I'd love to, I know we offered a gift to everyone listening, and I'd like everyone to make sure they get a pen and paper to write down these details, because what I'm going to share is really important. I have a process called the Illumination Intensive. It's a 4.5-day process. And I know that's time out of a business, but it's on a weekend. And what I'm asking everyone to do is listen deeply with not only their business mind, listen with your business mind, but I want you to listen with your business soul right now. And I want you to get the idea that this third stage business, the idea of a business that serves something bigger, is something you can start right away. And I want you to get that that is not an altruistic thing. It's something that will show up in dollar cents. And I've got hundreds and hundreds of people, and especially entrepreneurs, which will testify to this with hundreds of testimonials. But here's the bottom line. I'd like to offer every single person here the opportunity to experience the Illumination Intensive. So the training is called the Illumination Intensive. The tuition on the Illumination Intensive is $1,997. That's per person. And that's for the tuition portion for the training. Now, this is a residential process, meaning that we do them in Alberta. We do them in British Columbia. We do these events 7 times a year all throughout North America. And we have many in Alberta. And we have some in Alberta and some in British Columbia, because I know many listeners are from that area. And also in other areas across North America. The Illumination Intensive is $1,997, and then there's meals and accommodation and an admin fee on top of that, and that is $597. What the $597 covers is, gourmet vegetarian meals. You'll be getting really fed well. You'll be taken care of. This will be at a retreat center in your area. All the details will be given to you. I'm going to take down this phone number, because I can't go through all the dates, obviously, over the phone here, but I'm giving everyone a phone number. It's 1-800. It's a toll-free number, 1-800-815-1545. Once again, please write that down, 1-800-815-1545.
Okay, good job. Wrap it up, Satchin. You're so excited that you're going to come here out to our house and drag us by deer in a moment. So obviously, it's your passion that I find so inspiring and appreciate. It's one of the reasons I want to have you on this call. So, just great, great information. Really, really appreciate it. And just on behalf of myself and everybody who's listening, all our ProCoach members and the listeners in our database that are participating, thanks so much for taking the time, and just amazing to have you here.
Well, thanks, Andrew. And just one last plug basically I'd like to share is that I have a new blog up on my website at warriorsage.com. That's warriorsage.com. I've got a new blog where I give my fun stuff, my fun, ridiculous travels around the world, juicy tidbits, hilarious bits, as well as entertaining awakenings. Make sure you sign up for my VIP list as well when you get to warriorsage.com, and check out my blog, and you'll see there's some new and interesting things that are going to be revealed over the next few months, as well as you're going to get entertained and inspired. If you like the style of what I deliver, there'll be lots more there for you over there. But thank you, Andrew. I'm really grateful for the opportunity. Everyone who's listening, my heart goes out to you. As a fellow business owner, as a fellow entrepreneur, I know there's cycles in entrepreneurship. Go for it. Find who you are. Live the life of your dreams and serve the world as best as you can, and you'll be rewarded for a lifetime.
Thanks very much, Satchin. Really appreciate it. Okay, everyone, well, that's it. Just another boring interview pulling to a close. I'm sure that you're as energized as I am, and you found a lot of really, not just interesting, but practical information here, so that's fantastic. A reminder to you around the ProCoach side that all the previous interviews are posted on the ProCoach website, ProCoachSystem.com, under newsletters, so you can, this interview will be ultimately posted up there, and as well you can listen to previous interviews. And if you want to accelerate your business results, I encourage you to look into our coaching program, the ProCoach Success System, and that's it. So for now, Andrew Barber-Sterky saying goodbye, and I look forward to bringing you another Mastermind interview really soon.